This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There's word this morning that North Korea has taken an American into custody after he crossed the heavily fortified border from South Korea. The American was on a tour to a Korean border village, Panmunjom, says the UN command, when he crossed into the north without authorization. No further details yet on who the person is or why he crossed the border. Record-shattering heat is expected through the middle of the week in parts of the south, from the east to the west. It's going to be 111 degrees today in Roswell, New Mexico, 117 in Phoenix, Arizona. The AP's Julie Walker with a warning from the Weather Service.
National Weather Service meteorologist Josh Weiss says your parked car can get up to 140 degrees.
You can make cookies in a car on a really hot day because it gets so hot in these enclosed spaces.
And he says the Weather Service has done it as a way to warn against leaving children or pets in cars. I'm Julie Walker.
It's an important day in the Donald Trump classified documents case. The AP's Donna Warder tells us why.
Today is the first pretrial conference scheduled in the landmark criminal case against former President Donald Trump and his alleged mishandling of classified documents. Prosecutors and defense lawyers are set to appear before U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon to discuss the rules and procedures that will govern how classified evidence is used in the case. That's routine for any prosecution that concerns classified information. But last year, critics accused Cannon of issuing a court ruling they say was unduly favorable to Trump. Today is her first time hearing arguments in the classified documents case since Trump was indicted last month. I'm Donna Warder.
President Biden meets with Israel's President Herzog at the White House today. Tomorrow night's Powerball jackpot will be worth about $1 billion. This is AP News. And now to the dingoes on an Australian island beach.
A pack of dingoes has injured a woman who was jogging on a popular Australian tourist island in the latest clash between humans and native dogs. The attack has sparked warnings from officials about visitors venturing out alone. They say the 24-year-old woman was attacked by three or four dingoes on Monday while she was jogging on a beach at Queensland State's Kogarri Island. Kogarri is the world's largest sand island and was formerly known as Fraser Island. Two passers-by rescued the woman from the dingoes after they chased her into the surf. The victim was flown to a mainland hospital in a stable condition but suffering from multiple bite wounds. A dingo last month became the first to be destroyed on the island since 2019 after two attacks. I'm Charles Diledesma.
The Dow gained 76 points yesterday. The S&P was up 17. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2. Your second line, simplified.